Preserving transit, raising the tax levy, and addressing public safety concerns were just some of the actions that Milwaukee County supervisors took Tuesday when they passed the 2020 budget. Angelina Mosher-Salazar sat in on the meeting and brings the highlights.
County supervisors met yesterday for over 3 hours to pass the 2020 Milwaukee County budget. While it was mostly not controversial, supervisors did make a few amendments, striking some measures from County Executive Chris Abele's proposal. First up, Abele's idea to eliminate the work release program at the county jail. This would allow people to be released and be monitored electronically. Abele says the change would have saved $1.7 million. However, supervisors didn't pass the measure. Supervisor Tony Staskunas explains that what informed him to strike this measure was a response from the judiciary.
The judges expressed some concern about the implementation of the program. And certainly what they talked about was gathering some information, figuring out how the program would be implemented, also obviously factoring in public safety.
Another major change supervisors made was increasing the property tax levy by 2.28%. Abele had originally proposed an increase of 2.51%. County Chair Theo Lipscomb says the impact on the individual property owner is yet to be determined.
It's always a challenge to explain what would the impact be to any individual property taxpayer because it's not there's not a simple way to say that. It really depends on how your property performed relative to others in terms of its value or whether its value was adjusted, whether its assessed value was adjusted.
Supervisors also came up with alternative ways to service riders who were impacted by proposed transit cuts, using rideshare options rather than a full-size bus. The budget passed with a 14-4 vote. Angelina Mosher-Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.